is the law. What's up? Good morning, my beautiful people. Welcome to The Loft. Our today's Lighthouse Spotlight feature is the one and the only Miss Pamela Hopkins is in the building. Good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all doing? Well, I'm really excited. Thank you for having me on your show. I'm super, super excited to talk to you today.
Yes, yes, yes. So glad that you are here today. Y'all get ready. It's about to be a great one. Let's go. Good morning. What's up, everybody? My beautiful people, you already know how we do. Email a friend, text a friend, phone a friend, tell them to join in. We're back and it's about to go down, baby. Let's go. What's up, everybody? You already know what time it is. It's our Lighthouse Spotlight feature of the day, baby. Yes. This is how we do it. This is what we do. Come on, shine the light, shine the light, shine the light.
Trying to shut me up, trying to hold me down. I'm never turning off cause I'm a light. Lock me up in cuffs, throw me to the ground. I'm never turning off cause I'm a light. Shining on the world that's moving fast. Here's the guarantee you'll never crash. Trying to shut me up, trying to hold me down. Trying to shut me up.
Yes, yes, yes. Good morning. You are in the loft with Miss Pamela Hopkins. Good morning. Good morning, ma'am. Thank you so much for being here today. Tell everybody who Miss Pamela Hopkins is.
Well, I am a singer, songwriter, dueling piano player, multi-instrumentalist, mom, wife. I've kind of done the gamut of things in my life, and this is kind of where I've landed in my older age, and I'm really, you know, happy to be here because I've had two other careers before this specific career, and this obviously is the most fun and most rewarding because it's where my heart is. When my heart was with my other careers before, but, you know, I just knew when it was time to go, it was time to go. So, you know, if anything, I tell people, you know, if you have a dream when you were a child like I did, even though I gave up on it, I revisited it 20 years later, and here I am doing it, and I'm making a living at it, which is, you know, sometimes I look at my life and I go, wow, I'm actually living the dream I thought I never would, you know, so you can do it. And I'm older. And so you can do it at any age. You know, I'm barking on a 48th door. And
hey, at least you're barking. You still barking.
Yeah, I'm still barking. Still barking at that door. But yeah, I started probably almost like 10 years ago, just getting back into music and learning instruments. And so now I play six. I think I played two at the time. Right. So it just working. But I enjoy every minute of it. I get to travel all over the world doing what I love to do. And, you know, like I said, it's just one of those things that I tell people, you just, your life's going to pass you by anyway. What are you going to do with the time while you're here? So, you know, you got your born on date, then eventually you're going to have your death date. That dash that matters. It's the dash that matters.
Wow.
So what are you going to do during the dash? Yeah. Figure that out and do what you love and do what inspires you. Inspire others. And, you know, just that's I love my life right now. I just tell you, I love my life right now.
That's awesome. That's awesome and beautiful to hear, you know, for you to even have that, even that break in between. And still, like I always say, you know, if it's in you, it's going to come back. There's nothing that you can do until you actually fulfill it.
You are correct. I mean, I kind of got jaded back, you know, before the internet, but you know, back then in the 90s, the internet wasn't a thing in the early 90s. So you couldn't check people out. And if people scammed you, you just got.
That's right.
And I just got jaded because I was like, you know, that's just not for me. And so I finished my college degree and became a police officer and did that for 13 years. Mm-hmm. And when that time was up and I was like, you know, I miss my kids. I'm ready to be home. I got my master's degree in education and I taught. And then after, you know, with all the testing, you know, all the testing all these kids have to do, mm-hmm. My hair was falling out because I was stressed out because I taught English. And that was like the most tested subject. And I finally was like, I don't want to do this anymore. And music was calling me again. My mom always says, she's like, yeah, you've made more career moves than every one of them you've been successful in.
That's right.
She said, most people don't do that. And I said, well, I'm not most people, first of all. And I get the concept of life and death. Mm-hmm. And I get the fact that we're only here for a limited amount of time. And I don't know how long that is. But every day that I am here, I want to make sure that I'm doing exactly what I want to do. When my heart's not in it, I'm going to find something else that my heart is in. And that's what I'm going to put my friend. Yeah. So, and you just got to make it happen. And, you know, they always say, what is it? If you want to be happiest in life, figure out a way to make your hobby what you do, like your favorite hobby, what you do, and make money at it. And when you can figure out how to do that and make money and replace your income, then you truly aren't working anymore. I'm not working anymore because I enjoy everything I do. I go perform. I love it. I turn into a different person on the stage. Absolutely. I'm writing music. I'm a different person. I'm writing with two other co-writers. And, you know, we're talking about what's going on in my life and, you know, how we can put that to music and then going in the recording studio. You know, it's work, but it's not backbreaking. I enjoy every minute of it. So
That's right.
Yeah, I'm at that place in my life. And I tell people, everybody can do it. You just got to figure out what that is. Mm. Once you figure it out, you just got to make it happen.
Ooh,
daily.
That's real. That's some good stuff right there. That's some good stuff right there for real. I love it. Like she said, 100%. It is work, but it's a different type of work. And, you know, it doesn't really feel like work because you're actually living your dream and you're pursuing your passion and you're actually just having fun. I love that.
I figured out a way to make money doing it.
And make money doing it at the same time.
Right.
I love that. You know, like you said, you have been through different career paths, great career paths at that, you know what I'm saying? But when did you actually know music? I mean, you play six instruments. You said six?
Right. Five proficiently. And then I'm learning my sixth one now. So yeah, I'm learning how to play guitar.
Wow. That's real. But you started on the piano?
I actually started out on the cello. Back in fifth grade. Yeah, I was a cello player for 10 years, fifth grade through my second year of college. Mm-hmm. And I actually went to college on a scholarship with cello and vocal singing. And throughout my junior high and high school career, I was required to take a theory class on piano, how chords are structured, how you put things together. I did that 1 year in junior high and 1 year in high school. And then I didn't touch the piano until 10 years ago when I taught myself how to actually play by ear, how to play looking at chord charts. And that's what I do most of the time. Is I'm a dueling piano player. So that's a craft in its own.
Yes.
I, you know, do cover songs and I play with another player and we go back and forth. And I never thought I would be in my wildest dreams ever in my life. When I used to go to the little piano bars back in my 20s, mm-hmm. I was like, I don't think I could ever do that because I wish I could play like that. And then now I do play like that. And it was just work. It was, this is what I want to do. And I got to do something every day to make sure I get there. Mm-hmm. So every day I would sit at my piano because I had a big piano. My mom and dad bought me when I was 15. Mm-hmm. I think they paid a couple hundred dollars for it. It's a huge, mm-hmm. like antique old piano. I still have it. I sat, and I'm sure my kids and my husband got tired of hearing the same songs over and over again. I found every 2 and 3 chord song I could play that was popular. And I learned them to learn the gig. And then I had some other players, you know, show me like, okay, here's a groove that you got to do. And here's a groove that you got to do. And then now I can hear it and do it. And it just becomes second nature. People are like, I'll see how you do it. I'm like, well, I was 38 years old and I learned how to do it.
Oh, it's see, learnable. That's what I'm talking about right there.
Yeah.
I love that. I love it. See, that's power in your story. That's the reason why I asked the question, because I want the people listening to know, you know what I'm saying? It does. There's no limit on it. There's no limit on it, but you put in the work though.
I did. And I started off sitting in for free.
Mm-hmm.
And then they offered me a part-time job, and then they offered me a full-time job to replace my teaching salary, you know, but I sing as well. So having a good voice and then being able to entertain a crowd at the same time and talk to the crowd and that's not look like, well, you know, you can teach an old dog new tricks. Like I said, I'll be 48 years old this year and I've been doing it for 10 years. And as I got better and better and better, now I do military tours. I do cruise ships. I work here in Arkansas. I'm about to start doing some clubs in Florida, but having those opportunities and then just being good to the people that I play with.
That's right.
Where they recommend, like, hey, we recommend her. She's good. She's, you know, the crowd loves her. Having those kind of recommendations helps as well. But it took a lot of work, you know, and people are like, I just don't see how you do it. And I'm like, well, I couldn't even tell you. Yeah. I just remember 10, almost 11 years ago going, this is what I want to do. And I would grade papers at night and work on curriculum. And then I'd spend 2 hours on my piano.
Wow.
Working on the same songs over and learning them by memory over and over and over again. And then about, I guess, 5 or 6 years ago, I started writing again and putting music out. You know, I got tired of doing other people's music. That's I wanted to do my music.
There you go.
And so now I have a band. And so we'll be in Guam, Alaska, and Hawaii on military bases, my whole band.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's it's just grown, you know, you get proficient at one and then you just go, okay, where do I go now? And then you add something.
That's what I was going to say. You didn't stay stagnant. You didn't stay stagnant. Okay, I'm here.
This still is not.
No.
Still that, not.
And you actually, that's how you grow your own self market, because I'm versatile. I can do this. I can do this. I can do this. And I can do this too. So, you know, I can give you whatever you need. So I love it.
Well,
I love it.
That's what I do with the military tours. My agent that I use, she hired me first for the dueling piano gig. And she hired two of us. And we did a European tour right before COVID for 3 weeks. The military bases started opening back up for us to come out and entertain. Here I am going to Guam in August with my band because they liked what I did as a dueling piano player. Mm-hmm. So then my agent, I said, she was with me and she knows I have a band. She knows I have music out. And she goes, so she started pitching me that way. Oh, you like her as a dueling piano player? Guess what? She has a band.
There you
and
go.
Now my band is And now the band is,
that's how so you do it's, it.
Well, and you know, the secret to that also is being easy to get along with, easy to travel with, and whatever your tour manager says, you just do. I'm not Taylor Swift. I can't be telling nobody anything. I go, yes, ma'am.
Exactly. I get it.
Look, she paying me. Yes, ma'am.
Exactly. Absolutely. Absolutely. I love it. I love it. So let's go ahead and get into it, because I know the people are ready to hear your music. The first song we got coming up is my favorite. Giving a Damn Don't Go With My Outfit. Now tell them the writing concept behind it.
So the basic concept is basically judgy people. I'm tired of them. So I lived in a small town, which remember we were talking a little bit ago. I don't live in anymore. I sold my house and we moved to a bigger town. And now we're in another small town, but I'm on 3.5 acres now. So I don't care.
Exactly.
But I was in a town. Everybody knows everybody. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you, everything in that song is true. So listen to the words.
Yes.
If you watch the video on YouTube, it goes with it. The places and things I'm talking about, well, one, they just let me use the store that's in it. That's just a friend of mine. Uh-huh. But if you look at the other markers in the video during certain times, that's the true place. You'll figure it out when you hear it, but or when you see the video and marker with it. But it's just about judgy people, and I'm just damn sick of it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So you judge and you stay over there and I'll stay over here. I can love you, but I'm gonna love you from over on this side over
there
here.
There you go. From a distance.
And I don't just, I'm at the age, I don't care.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, it just, I'm gonna wear what I wear. I'm gonna do what I do, and I'm gonna do me, you do you, boo.
No,
and that's just kind of, and that's where I am with my age. And so I think when we were writing it, the idea came from a t-shirt that I had, but it says giving a F doesn't go with my outfit. And my writers and I were talking, and I was telling them the story that goes behind the song. And they were like, we need to write that song. And I said, but the F word's not allowed on not allowed on radio. And he said, well, he goes, I don't care what you do at your concert. We'll put the word damn in there. That is allowed. And so,
that's true.
Yeah, there you go. So that's the basic concept. When you listen to it, watch the video, just know that majority of the song lyrics are very correct, very true to my life. And I think they're very relatable to a lot of people.
Absolutely. You know, so absolutely. I'm telling y'all right now, it got me the first time I heard it. Here we go. Let's hear it. Give it a damn. Don't go with my outfit by Pamela Hopkins. Let's go.
People talking, not sure what they're saying. Word has it that I'm not their favorite. Feel their eyes upon me, they're not sure what they see. My attitude and my confidence, the way I wear my bling. You don't like my hair or the way I wear my jeans. A little too tight, but it feels right, and I'm okay with me. A damn don't go with my outfit. Y'all don't see me on Sundays. You don't think that's right. I see most of you wasted where I play on Saturday night. Now stumble to the stage, shouting, living on a prayer. And all those drinks you're pounding's got you more than way there. You don't like my hair or the way I wear my jeans. A little too tight, but it feels right, and I'm okay with me. I know who I am, and don't you ever doubt it. Think what you want, say what you will, 'cause giving a damn don't go with my outfit.
I told you, giving a damn don't go with my outfit. I love it. I told her I want it on a shirt. And you know what? She has them on a shirt. She has it on a shirt. She has apparel. She has merchandise with it on it. And I am going to definitely cop that. Because when I first heard the song, I told Lena, I told my family, I was like, yo, I want that on a shirt because it just speaks for itself. Right here, not today.
There's actually a logo I had made for it, for the shirt. So when you go to my website, you can see the logo that's for it. Just go to my merch and you'll see it. And it's a pretty, I like the logo. I mean, I helped design it. So I think you'll like it if you check it out on my website. So, which is just PamelaHopkinsMusic.com. Go to the merch. But we have hats, shirts, like the Yeti cooler things, like little tumblers.
Okay.
Yep. You can get a bag with it on it if you want to, like, carry a little bag. It says it on it.
Exactly. I love it. You know, at the end of the day, you know, it just promotes, like, confidence. Self-confidence, right. Like at the end of the day, it's like to the highest, to like the best way to put it nowadays. You know what I'm saying? Look, I don't have time for it. This is what it is. I am who I am. Yep. You're not going to take away this right here. You're not going to interfere with any of this that's going on. You know,
right.
I love it. Staying true to your authentic self, 100%.
That's what I try to do.
Absolutely. I love it. I love it. I love it. So what was it like after releasing that song? What kind of feedback did you get after releasing that song?
Well, so I'm still getting, you know, that song was was released like right at a little over a year ago. Mm-hmm. And I'm still getting like put in competitions for like my video and for, you know, vocalists, you know, of the year, things like that for that song. So, I mean, I'm surprised it's carried through my other four songs. And then, you know, I'm releasing a new one and I'm like, but that's good because that's actually the title of my my album.
Okay.
So I released an album in December and that's the title of the album is Giving a Damn, Don't Go With My Outfit. So you can also get that on my website, the whole album. If you're into CDs or you stream it. Yeah. I had about 50 CDs made because most people aren't doing CDs anymore. And so most people stream, but if you really want to support an independent artist, just buy their merch, buy their CDs because we have to pay for those up front and just store it and be like, and we'll sign them for you, you know, and that way you put it on your shelf. If you have a car with a CD player in it,
which that's right.
I don't, stick it in there, listen to it. And that way you don't have to stream, you know, you don't have to buy the streaming package every month. You can buy one CD and have it forever.
Forever. Say that again. Y'all heard what she said? Uh-huh. That's real. That's real talk right there.
You absolutely pay $15 for CD and you can listen to it as many times you want. I don't charge you subscription.
Exactly. Absolutely.
I'm not charging subscription.
I love it. That's old school right there. But that's truth though. That's real talk.
Well, it's kind of like people, you know, having Kindles versus having a book. You know, I like to read a book. Kindles, my eyes get tired looking at the screen, even though they try to make it, I can't do it. Mm-hmm. I have to read a book and having that tangible thing in my hand versus something. Yeah, buy a CD, people. Buy a CD.
Buy the CD. Y'all go out here and copy. Y'all already heard it. That's the name of the album, and that's the song. And I know y'all felt it because it is relatable because sometimes at some point in time, everybody has been to that point where it's like, you know what? I'm sick of it. I'm done.
Yeah.
No more words to say. Give it a damn. Don't go with my outfit. Read a shirt. Keep it moving. Not today.
Yep. Correct.
I love it. It's amazing because, you know, it's a statement that actually has so much significance and meaning behind it and so much empowerment behind it as well for an individual just for themselves. That's what I love about it. I watched the video. Now I'm going to go back and watch the video again.
Now you got to listen to the words with the scenes and be like, oh.
Exactly.
Especially after the first chorus.
I got you. I'm definitely going to compensate that.
Pay attention to right after the first chorus. Just keep your eyes on it. You'll be like, oh.
definitely will.
They didn't even know we did that. That's what drones are good for.
I know this. Hey.
So I'll tell you, it's a drone shot.
You got to do what you got to do to make the manifestation and the vision come to kind of play. So that's what's up. So talk about that just a little bit. Videos, what's your experience with doing videos? How important and significant do you think they are as an independent artist?
I think they're very, at least some kind of video. I'm behind on one right now, but I try to put at least a lyric video out with each of my songs. I think I've got I've got two for Cranking Up to Crazy. I've got the video we actually shot and then I have the lyric video as well. And then Me Being Me is just a lyric video. Now these are songs that are on my album I'm speaking of. Every other song that I've released except for my latest one, which is One Too Many, has a video out on it of some sort. I think it's important. And the reason being is because you're giving a visual representation of what you saw in your mind, at least, you know, when you were thinking of the song, or at least that's how country music tends to go. Mm-hmm. I know some alternative music that's just wacky videos when you're like, what does that have to do with any of the lyrics?
Right,
but that's art. I try to do stuff that goes with the lyrics just because that's how my mind works. Because when I write a song, I'm already visioning what the video is going to look like. My last song, like I said, the latest one that I had, which I know we're going to talk about here in a little bit, which is One Too Many, is the one I have not done a video on yet. Because when it came out, I went on a military tour to Alaska and Hawaii. And then I came back and I was here for a very short amount of time. And then I was on a cruise ship for 6 weeks.
Wow.
So I just haven't had time to shoot it. So I may end up just doing a lyric video on that one and coming back to it, or doing something like what I did with Back When, which is, I guess, the next song we're going to talk about. That one has a different type of video on it, but it's a video and it's a nostalgic video. So I think it's important, like I said, to put something out, because if you don't, as an independent artist, and your song hits, somebody else is going to be making money off of your video, because they're going to come up with a video. They're going to do something with it. So you got to be first.
That's right.
And that way when people search it, yours is the first that comes up. not some Joe Blow out here that's just out here making videos to songs he likes and it hits, and then he searches and his is the first one that pops up for her.
That's right. That's right.
And then that one's getting hits and not mine, you know, because it's all about monetizing. So YouTube, they allow you to monetize all your videos. Plus you're getting them out on, if you follow some of the Roku stations, they will, I think, like, it's try to remember the name of some of them, like American Independent Musician, I think is one. It's called AIM. You can get with them and submit your video and they play them on their Roku channels. And so, I mean, it's just exposure, just more exposure too. It is, you know, also an expense.
Absolutely.
It is an expense, but that's part of the game.
That's,
I mean,
right.
You got to get it out there. I can tell you, if you don't spend the money, you can't make the money.
Absolutely.
And that is in music. Maybe you're the one that writes the hit and becomes a TikTok famous person and you take off because of TikTok or Instagram or whatever, but the majority of us don't. So you have to invest in yourself.
Absolutely.
And give it a go. Because if you don't and it just sits there, nobody hears your music. Yeah. There's too many songs coming out every day.
Absolutely.
People are overexposed. Right. They're overexposed.
That's real. She just gave y'all a real good golden nugget. That's experience there. I thank you for that. I really do. That was real. We brought it up back when. That's our next one we got coming up right now. Give us a little bit of writing concept behind Back When. I love this one too.
I love this song. Well, I love all my music. We were talking about that earlier too. If I didn't love it, I wouldn't put it out. Only put out the songs that I absolutely love and connect with, because we write a lot of songs, and the ones that I love and connect with, I put out. And I put a lot of passion into, you know, creating and singing it. This particular one is a throwback back to childhood, when things weren't so hectic. You know, we become adults, and if you think about it, when you're a kid, you're so worried about coming to, you know, you just want to be an adult. I want to be an adult, be out on my own. Mm-hmm. I want. Sick of my parents telling me this, sick of my parents telling me that. And then you become an adult, and now we're working, and we have bills, and we have this, and we have worries, and we have, you know, job loss, especially like during COVID. Look what happened. Everybody, you know, everybody's losing their houses. The government had to protect us from that. Yeah. If you were renting or a mortgage company, because we're like, hey, shut down. People can't pay their bills. As a child, we don't worry about those things, because that's for our parents to worry about. So this particular song just takes you back to a time when you didn't have to. It's remembering the drinking out of the water hose, you know, playing with your friends and staying out till the streetlights came on. And it's just a fun loving summertime type song. It makes me smile. And it should make you want to sing and clap along. It's just a fun song.
Absolutely.
So, there you go.
All right. Yes. That is the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear. This is Back When by Pamela Hopkins. Let's go.
Things were so much simpler back then. It was bicycle swing sets and playing with friends. Didn't come home till the street lights came on. Then it was supper time, PJs and cartoons at dawn. Oh, sitting here thinking about the past. Wish those days hadn't gone so fast. Barefoot walking through my mama's backyard.
Back when, wow. That took me back, all the way back. A lot of those memories happened at my grandparents' house, you know, growing up with my cousins, who we are now, we're not really cousins. We're like sisters and brothers. Like almost right. Everything that you said in that song, like we have experienced.
Right. Well, and you know, and now we're in the age of the internet, and these kids, some of them don't have a clue that these were things that we did, and we didn't have Google. We didn't have video games. Our video games back when I was young was Atari.
Mm-hmm. Atari. And absolutely.
Then the Nintendo came out. And everybody's like, ooh. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And then when I was in college, it was like the Sega. I had like the handheld
Genesis,
Sega, you know.
Yeah.
But you know, when I was little, none of that stuff existed. I mean, cable was barely a thing, you know. What? And you had the cable box with the cord, so you had to go up there and you were lucky if you had the cable box with the cord.
There you go. You're lucky.
Because when it first came out, it was like a big brown box, mm-hmm. that sat on top of your TV, mm-hmm. and it had three switches on it to give you the different levels. And so you push switch, all the local channels were on the top switch. And then you had these little buttons you push. Yeah. And your parents are too lazy to get up and go themselves.
So it was your
job. They sent the kid to do it. Yeah. And then the cable companies got wise and put a cord on it.
Yeah.
So now you can put it on your coffee table.
Absolutely.
That's when I grew up. That's when I grew up, right there.
Back in the day, like you said though, like that was like the no worry zone, like innocence and just literally having fun.
We didn't even have dishwashers back then. The kids were the dishwashers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You better tell it. They better learn and be grateful. Yeah. truthfully. And I wish that they would actually, this generation and the generation, you know, would actually embrace that, because you never know what would happen when you have to go back to that, or just, you know, survival. Well, if you ask me, I call it survival stage.
Right. Well, look, I mean, when COVID happened and everything shut down, I mean, everybody luckily was doing Netflix, but you know, right. And everybody during Netflix is like, on Facebook, like, what do I watch now?
Exactly. Like,
there's no movies out because nobody's
doing anything.
They're like, well, what have you watched on Netflix? No, I watched Netflix, all of it. I'm done with Netflix. What's next? Can I watch all of Amazon?
Exactly. That's,
you know,
real.
Or you were just watching reruns, you know. Mm-hmm. And I watch all those things back from my past anyway. So I try to stay away from real TV. I don't want to see it. I'd rather just watch Golden Girls and laugh.
I know, that's right. I mean, seriously, no joke. Because it puts you in a certain feeling. It's just a different type of vibe, though. Real talk. It's a different type of vibe.
It is. Yeah. That's why we wrote that song, was just to kind of take you back. I had a lot of those things were how I lived my childhood. So, you know, I couldn't put the remote control or the cable box. I couldn't make that fit in the song, or I would have.
I know that's right. I love it. Like, look, that's what I'll do a comical song.
Yeah, maybe I'll do a comical song about that. Talk about all the crap my parents made us do because they were too lazy to get up off the couch.
Go ahead and do it. I know it. I know that's right. I can relate to you, sir.
Yeah, I'd be like, we didn't have a dishwasher because that was me.
Absolutely. Tell it like it is. Yeah.
You didn't go buy canned Cokes. You bought big K's, And you bought it, the 2-liter bottle was like 42 cents.
I about said it, 2-liter bottle that was like 40 some odd cents or 50 something. Yeah.
Now you get it for 99 because now it's probably more because inflation's going up. It's probably $2.99 now.
Yeah, it's about two and some change. Yeah.
Yeah, the cheap stuff was like 42 cents. Yep. You can get 3 for a dollar.
Can't do anything.
And I don't
know
if your parents, and I don't know how old you are because you look pretty young, but my parents had this thing. It was a Soda Stream. They had the salesman come in, and it's kind of like what the Soda Stream you see now, but this is called Charlie O. Uh-huh. I can't remember the name of it, but it was like one of those. So you squirted this syrup into your cup.
Into your cup.
And then they had carbonated water and you'd mix it up, and that was your Coke.
That's amazing. I love it. So you took both of them.
Reminiscing
on the good old days. Absolutely. I'm loving it. I love how you stay true to yourself and you pay tribute. to your story 100%, you know?
Thank you.
Taking it all the way back and letting you know, this is what I went through. I actually experienced this. Nobody else's story is mine. I love it. Well, we got one more up. It's your latest release called One Too Many. I love this one. This is pretty cool.
Yeah, so this one is my my latest one. It just came out in March, I think, in March. And I work in a bar most of the time. Obviously, the bar setting, that's where a lot of music happens. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you meet and see all kinds of people.
Yes,
and this particular one, I wanted to write about a heartbroken person who just, you know, they come to the bar and they see everybody else having a great time with their, you know, their significant others, their lovers. And they're just sitting there going, you know what? I just want to drown my sorrows tonight. And mm-hmm. I want to drink until I can't remember who this other person was that I lost. And until I have one too many. That's what it's about.
Now, this is the realest of the realest, because I know it's a lot of people to get right to this. Like, for real, for real. So here it is, the latest release from Miss Pamela Hopkins. One Too Many. Let's go.
One more shot of that Lynchburg whiskey. When does one more turn to one too many? I don't know, but tonight I'm gonna find out. One more song of ours taking me back to a midnight love and heartbreak past. I can't stop my mind from spinning around. Looking over there at that old dance floor, seeing lovers in love, don't wanna hurt. Glance at that torn up picture. Pour me another, won't you, bartender? This is the only way to escape my mind. Looking over there at that old dance floor, seeing lovers in love, don't wanna hurt no more. Take my pain and wash it down. I forget about you with every ounce.
Can say I have been there, done that one too many times.
Right?
But real talk, I love the concept of the way that you put it, though. The way that you put it, because you can actually, through your lyrics, visualize yourself sitting there and seeing the other couple just having a beautiful, blissful time. It's like, wait a minute. I don't want to reminisce. I don't want to think back. Come on. Give me another one. I get that one. I get that. It's kind of like a trigger. It's a trigger being out. And it's like, it took me back there. But, so
yeah. And I think a lot of people can relate to that if you've ever had a breakup. So,
yeah.
You know, breakup, or even just the death of somebody, you know, that you love, and you're just
saying
like,
the same thing. I was about to say the same thing.
So just when you're not with them anymore, and you just, you know, I just need one more. I need one more.
Yeah.
Till I wake up or don't.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Because, you know, I think it's sometimes, I can only speak for myself, it's kind of like, I don't want to feel the pain. I don't want to feel it right now. So I would numb what I can.
Drink it away. Drink it away. Numb it.
Drink it away. But that was very powerful, though.
I appreciate it. I like it.
I love your writing style. You are excellent, amazing artist. amazing artist, you know, and I'm a fan. I've been a fan for a long time since I first heard your first song. And I'm so grateful that we were able to actually finally link up. I'm
loving this show. Yes, and I've had a great time. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so glad. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know, this is Miss Pamela Hopkins. And you know what? I'm going to let you take us out of here. And first and foremost, I'm going to go ahead and put this plug in. She has a song coming out. It's called Straight Shooter, right?
Yes, Straight Shooter. I can give you a little talk about that, what it's about real quick.
All right, okay.
Straight Shooter comes out at the end of the month. Straight Shooter is a double meaning song. Mm-hmm. Because one of the things that that I do at the club is I don't drink beer. And mm-hmm. I really don't drink wine. I drink whiskey, and it's mm-hmm. peanut butter whiskey made by Screwball. And I'm actually an endorsed artist by Screwball now, because when I started drinking it, I went after the endorsement. And so now I'm an endorsed artist by Screwball. So they pay me every month. So it's one of those songs where I'm like, I'm a straight shooter. So if you're going to buy me a fruity drink, it's not going to work. I'm a straight shooter. And also that's how I also talk to you. I'm not going to give you any BS. I'm a straight shooter. Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait. So, dude,
yes. It's a good song. I think you'll like it.
Yes,
but yeah,
yes.
That one comes out July 29th. And so I'm really excited about this one. Guys, go out and get it on iTunes and Spotify and YouTube, and I know that we're shooting the video for that one, I think August.
Okay.
So we are going to do a video for it. So that will be out probably the end of August, I would assume. I'll have the video out for that one on YouTube. Yeah.
Cool beans. Yes, 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 yes. I love it. I love it. I'm really looking forward to that, because I can relate to both sides of that.
Right?
Absolutely. I can relate to it. But you know what, Miss Pamela, thank you so, so much for being here. Thank you for allowing me to have this opportunity to help you shine your light. Keep shining your light. Keep shining your light. So go ahead. You take us out of here. Encourage us, inspire us, and let my listeners know how they can continue to keep and stay linked up to you.
Thank you. Well, again, thank you for having me on your show. Thank you guys for listening and listening to my music and following me. It would be great. A couple of words for all the independent artists out there. You know, my biggest piece of advice is, if you don't know how to play an instrument, learn how to play an instrument to accompany yourself, because you can open so many more doors when you pick up an instrument and you can accompany yourself. For everybody else and for other independent artists, if you have a dream, like we were talking about earlier, shoot for it. Get a plan, figure out how to do it. Work for it daily, because time is going to pass you anyway. It's going to go by. We can't stop time from ticking. So what are you going to do between, you know, between your DOB and your, you know, DOD, mm-hmm. that dash, your That's date right. of birth and your date of death? What are you going to do with it? Are you going to sit on the couch, and you're going to make something happen? And it's all a choice. So you have to put your mind to it. And I tell people, you know, plan the night before when you go to bed, before you go to bed, write out something in your journal. Go, these are the things I'm going to accomplish tomorrow. And when you get up in the morning, go to the list and start on it. And that's how I keep myself going. So if it's, hey, you know, tomorrow I need to do, you know, 3 TikTok videos, which I'm not big on TikTok. I'm just giving an example. Write it yes. down. For me, usually it's my to-do list of things I need to get done with my songs. If I have writing sessions, or sometimes it's just go to the bank. You know, I forgot to go to the bank, or I forgot to go get groceries. But have lists. I work best on lists. I think lists are great for people, because they're tangible. Mm-hmm. Even if you put it in the notes on your phone, you can check them off and you feel accomplished.
Absolutely.
For the day. You have gotten something done.
Yeah.
But I do best when I plan it out the night before, because then I'm not like, what did I forget? I already have, okay, tomorrow these are the things I need to do. Because once you sleep, you forget.
Yeah.
So write it down. Other than that, if you would go, everybody would please go to my website, which is PamelaHopkinsMusic.com. So it's PamelaHopkins and the word music.com. All of my social media is there. You can also join my fan club for free by putting your email address in. But I think whenever you do that, you have to accept it on the email. You have to like go into your email and it'll send you the link to like say, yes, this was me. Mm-hmm. And it'll also send you a free download of a song called Little Rock Famous. And then you enter my site. If you scroll down on the first page after you enter my site, you'll see all my social media. And it's pretty much branded the same. Mm-hmm. My Instagram handle is Pamela Hopkins Music. Facebook, Pamela Hopkins Music. Twitter's the only one that's different. It's P. Hopkins Music. Yes. Because I messed up something on it. I don't know what I did wrong, but it will not give me access to my own website. So I had to change it. Other than that, like Spotify, you can just, I tell people, Google my name. All my music comes up. I'm the first one that comes up if you mm-hmm. Google me. You can put it as Pam. You can put it as Pamela. It doesn't matter. My website shows up. All my music shows up. Just click, send me messages. I will answer. I promise.
Yes.
I'll answer.
Yes, that's what's up. That's what's up, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it here. Thank you once again, Miss Pamela. for being here on The Loft. Everybody else, y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back with some more inspirational music and word for your soul. Hold up. This is it, ladies and gentlemen. The brand new release from Pamela Hopkins called Straight Shooter. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. Here we go. Let's go.
Smoke swirling under this neon moon. I've been watching you make your rounds around this room. You can offer me a fruity drink and sit on this stool, but the bartender knows I only drink 100 proof. I know that good girls are made from sugar and spice. You can buy me a drink, but don't be surprised if I don't play nice. I like my whiskey on ice. No, I don't drink beer, I don't drink wine. I'm a straight shooter all the time. I like burn going down, sing just right. Don't try to sugarcoat me in these neon lights. You've been hanging around here every night. I know you heard the rumors. I'm a straight shooter, yeah. If you're gonna play the game, you better go for the bullseye. Don't try to talk me in circles, boy, you better walk the line. Cause I know that you girls are made from sugar and spice. You can buy me a drink, but don't be surprised if I don't play nice. I like my whiskey on ice. No, I don't drink beer, I don't drink wine. I'm a straight shooter all the time. I like to burn going down, sing just right. Don't try to sugarcoat me in these neon lights. You've been hanging around. You heard the rumors. I'm a straight shooter, straight shooter, yeah. I'm gonna tell you how it is, and if you can't handle it, then you sure as hell can't handle me. No, I don't drink. Straight shooter all the time. I like the burn going down, sting just right. Don't try to sugarcoat me in these neon lights. I don't drink beer, I don't drink wine. I'm a straight shooter all the time. I like burn going down, sting just right. Don't try to sugarcoat me in these neon lights. You've been hanging around here every night. I know you heard the rumors. I'm a straight shooter, straight shooter.
I wanna talk to you. I wanna talk to you.
Just break.
This is Angie with Aspirations with Angie. Today I want to talk to you guys about being reactive and proactive. For someone to be reactive, you're taking your time and energy and you're spending it on things you have absolutely no control over. Like, for example, what other people say, what others think of you, the traffic. You have no control over how the traffic is, so then it causes you to be reactive. What others may, how they behave. You have no control over how other people behave. Having to pay bills, you don't have control over, oh, this bill is due on this particular date. You don't have control over that. You do have control over how you choose to pay the bill. So it's a difference. Being proactive, that's more of time and energy spent on things within your control. So your circle of control would be what you say, what you may eat. You have control over those things. what you may look at on social media, what you may look at on a website, what you may, where you choose to go work at. You have control over that. You don't have control over what your boss may tell you to do, but you do have control over how you react and respond to it. And how you react and behave and respond to others, you have control over that. So that proactive is having to take that time and energy spent on things within your control. So guys, I want you to start being more proactive than reactive. And I promise you, you'll see that you're less stressed.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in to The Loft today. Thank you so much, Pamela Hopkins. Congratulations on your new release, Straight Shooter. Thank you, Angie, sis. I love you. I love you. You guys are beautiful. I love you. We can do this. We can get through it together, y'all. Have a great week. You can do it.
You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. If he brought you to it, then he's going to bring you through it. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. You suck. I can do it. I can do it.
Get it like it's go time, and there ain't no time like showtime. Pay the haters no mind, go blind, and ain't no time, you'll be so fine. Stay up on your J.O., separate and lay low. Protect what you've been blessed with and stay bold. Invest in being the best, stay cold. Till you got a caseload on your payroll.
I remember nights crying, I consider not trying to deliver hot rhymes. I figured that my time had ended and my mind was limited. No grind can mimic the whole time I was on that slow climb to finishing. So I'm presenting God's redemption as the engine of ascension. Man's opinions not contending with purpose. Get in there and work it.
You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. If he brought you to it, then he's gonna bring you through it. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. You say, I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. If he brought me to it, then he's gonna bring me through it. I can do it. I can do it. I can do it.
This song is so prophetic. And oh, so energetic. No time to frown, the time is now. You hear that sound, so hit the ground and go get it. Some say it's too expensive, it'll cost you everything. But you'll lose more, not moving forward on your dream.
Get up and praise, stack your bread up and save. Read a new book every 30 days. Keep a checklist of steps with directions. And get a team that's on the same page. Won't grow if you wanna be a stunner. They're literally the opposite of each other. Gotta learn how to roll with the punches and keep coming. Pick that thing up if you're tired of running.
If there's an obstacle stopping you from reaching a level of optimal, that's your pedal blocking you. Tell the devil that God can do exceedingly and abundantly. So you either move or get under me. You wanna lead, then think outside of you and your company, and how to add value to this country. And if at all you should fall off track, I wrote this song to remind y'all that
you can do it. You can do it. You can do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. If he brought you to it, then he's gonna bring you through it. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. You say, I can do it.
Then he's gonna bring me through it. I can do it, I can do it, I can do it.
Welcome to the radio revolution.
I got the BMI, I got the ASCAP, I got the Harry Fox, I got the C-Sack, I got the Sound Exchange, I got the SoCal. I'm getting money, man, every time you hear my song. I'm so indie, so indie, so independent. I'm so indie, so indie, so independent. I'm so indie, so indie.
Yes, it's going down, y'all. LJDN Network presents Fusion Concert happening September the 3rd, 2022, Labor Day weekend. Yes, at the Mount Trashmore Park in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Live, live, live. Independent artists, let's come on, get together. Shine your light, shine your light. Let's celebrate life, love, and let's celebrate you like we always do. Go to LJDNRadio.com to register and get more information. Let's do it.
I got the ASCAP, I got the Harry Fox, I got the C-Sack, I got the Sound Exchange, I got the SoCal. I'm getting money, man, every time you hear my song. I'm
I'm so indie, so indie, so independent. I'm so indie, so indie, so independent.
So indie baby, do something, bring them out. Come on, independent artists, let's do it. Come on.
Bring them out, bring them out. Hey. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Hey. Bring them out, bring them out.
VIP, coming live from the VIP. Heard the nightlife, lost life, word at me. Most feds in the state wanna see by me. The whole city got pissed, heard he got three. That other rapper got a hip, but shouted he not out. Who set the city on fire soon as he got free? The king back now. Rawls don't even know how to act now. Hit the club, strippers getting naked before I sat down. Still ballin', money stacked tall in the shack now. Still push a button to let the roof on the lack down. I'm on the road doing shows, put my Mac down. Mississippi to Philly, Albuquerque. Kirk the chat time. I got the crowd yelling.
Bring them out, bring them out.
I'm a hot girl telling.
Bring them out, bring them out.
All the dope boys telling.
Bring them out, bring them out.
Front to back, they yelling.
Bring them out, bring them out.
Get with other southern rapper hooded in this. I got rich and I'm still in a hooligan clique. You be rapping by blow, I was moving the brick. Talk about shooting out, now we're doing it quick. If I hit you in the face, you gon' be suing me quick. If I catch another case, I know it truly be missed. So I'ma keep a cool head, stay out of the news headlines, and show these other rappers it's bedtime. It's clear to see that I'm ahead of my time. I cop a chrome down, hard top career with a shine. I got some time, there ain't nothing, I get better with time. Who got a flow and a live show better than mine? I got a packed house. Yelling.
Bring them out, bring them out.
I'm a hot girl yelling.
Bring them out, bring them out.
All the dope boys yelling.
Bring them out, bring them out.
Front to back, they yelling.
Bring them out, bring them out.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. You wanna beef with the king, what is you gon' do? When you show up on the scene, one or two guns drew on you and your friend and play a little 2-on-2. If you do half of what I do, then you'll be hitting the deck. I got a tool and a vest, I can get some respect. I'ma make it hard for another sucker to flex. Show him this ain't the squad or a sucker to test. Pimp my too large and we way too fresh. Work well when you're quick to check a lane like a game of chess. You wanna be better, bring your best. Cause we be standing in your front yard yelling.
Bring them out, bring them out.
All the hot girls yelling.
Bring them out, bring them out.
All the dope boys yelling.
Bring them out, bring them out.
Front to back, they yelling.
Bring them out, bring them out.
All the front yard yelling.
Bring them out, bring them out.
All the hot girls yelling.
Bring them out, bring them out.
All the dope boys yelling.
Bring them out, bring them out.
Front to back, they yelling.
Bring them out, bring them out.
My indie artists, what you gonna do, baby? September 3rd, 2022 is going down. Let's go.